Welcome to... Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation. Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, if you missed any portions of hour number one, I encourage you to get it. You can pick up the podcast at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And while you're there, be sure and click on the blog section. There's a webinar coming up. Save the Persecuted Christians is hosting a webinar with Frank Gaffney as the moderator and our own Pastor Vital, who I've been talking to live from the Ukraine, is going to be a part of the panel along with Sam Brownback, the former ambassador, will be there as well. I think you'll be very much educated on what's going on. And if you have not watched any of our interviews with Pastor Vitaly or heard them, I really encourage you to do that, to really understand the history between Russia and the Ukraine and what's really going on over there and what the Ukrainian people are really asking for, which is not troops on the ground. They don't want U.S. troops. They don't want U.N. troops. They don't want NATO troops on the ground. Do they want air support? Do they want cover so they can fight this fight? Yes, but they've been at war for 8 years since Crimea. They've been in battle. And the people in Crimea, the Ukrainians in Crimea, who are now living under the dictatorial and authoritarian powers of Putin, are crying for their own freedom and liberty. But you're not going to see any of that because they won't let you watch that. And he's dropped the Iron Curtain. And as a former Cold War vet, I can tell you what Putin, the KGB, and Russia are all about. And it's nothing but pure evil, folks. Nothing but evil. My next guest talks about how Christians ought to really stand up and battle evil. I love this man. He is an inspiration to so many, and I want to welcome to the program Doug Giles, founder of Clash Daily, and a guy that'll tell you that Jesus was no wimp. Doug, welcome. Good to have you, bud.
Greg, let's go Brandon, man.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You'll be proud of me. I was up. I walked my daughter down the aisle Saturday.
Smash your heart, man.
It was.
I've been there and done that, and I performed the wedding. And
I did, yeah.
Brother, I got all the way to the end without, you know, lip quivering or sobbing or anything. Man, I was right at the finish line, Greg, and I buckled. I folded up like a cheap lawn chair and started weeping.
Dude, I had, you know, spent quite a bit of time because I did the same thing. I walked my daughter down the aisle and I officiated. And of course, you know, they told me I'd never walk again. So it was a pretty big deal. And, right. and I promised her. I told her, you know, even because she's the daughter that was in the accident with me. But I told her, and she said, "Dad, you got to walk me down the aisle." I said, "Honey, I will walk you down the aisle." And then I actually got up onto the stage, sat in my wheelchair, and did the ceremony. But yeah, even as I was describing them, because the young man she married, I've known for 7 years. We basically have watched him grow up, and he called me Mr. Dad about 6 years ago. So he's been a part of our family.
He's been working for you. Or working you for a long time, right?
He has. He absolutely has.
Good for him.
Yep. He absolutely has. So anyway, it was an awesome thing, brother. I want to talk about your warfare prayer book, but I also want to talk about your book that talks about Jesus. You know, I was in a conversation on Nazi Facebook yesterday with a guy that was a friend of mine was saying, you know, that people hate sometimes the message of the gospel. A lot of the world hates the message of the gospel. And this guy said, "Oh no, Jesus was nothing but lovey-dovey." And I'm like, "Gee, that's funny, because last I checked, they hung him on a cross. I didn't know you did that to people that you loved." I don't know.
Yeah, you know, people think that Jesus, some kind of bearded, you know, woman, kind of walked around in a white peignoir and Birkenstocks, and he had nary a peep to say bad about anybody, even when you would say or do some of the most inane, atrocious stuff known to mankind. Jesus would just throw pixie dust at them and give you a lollipop and maybe a puppy dog too, or send a unicorn over so that you can ride in flowery beds of ease. That's the crap. That's the Jesus that the left loves. And they love that kind of Jesus. But the real Jesus of the scripture, if you take your Bible straight, like I do my vodka, he was the leader of 12 rough cussing fishermen. And I've been around hunters and anglers for all of my life, and they don't follow some little skinny jeans, sassy pants, hipster spiritual guru. Those guys are rough, tough, you know, calloused hand followers of the Galilean. And Jesus was a 30-year-old rebel who, like you said, they murdered him for a reason. His first sermon, Greg, according to Dr. Luke's take, Luke chapter 4, after he finished it, they tried to kill him. And right. these are religious people. They would be like the GOP nowadays, because the Pharisees were very conservative. They believed the Bible, glory, and they were so blind to the letter of the law that they missed the spirit of the law, and they ended up crucifying Christ. And no, Jesus was an equal opportunity offender, and if people think that I'm a bubble off level, go to Amazon.com, get "If Masculinity is Toxic," called "Jesus Radioactive," and that'll set you straight, man.
Well, and you know, it says that he hung out with, you know, with sinners and publicans and so on and so forth. But then they shift that to say that, well, okay, so that means he accepted everything and everyone, and he never confronted, you know, sin. Well, that's not true either. He didn't leave right. those people in the way that he found them.
Exactly.
He challenged them that there was a better way, and he showed them how to live that better way. And then he died and rose again so that their old nature, man, the church is Peter Pan running around, hanging onto their shadow, trying to find Wendy to sew that thing back on. And Christ is saying, it needs to die. I killed it once. Let it die. The old nature's dead.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that stuff in the majority of churches nowadays, because it's all woke. It's all politically correct type jargon. You don't hear any preaching about repentance. You don't hear, and that was Christ's main message. It was his first message. It was his main message. Same thing with John the Baptist. Same thing with all the prophets. You don't hear anything about turn or burn. You don't hear anything about God's holiness, his incomprehensibility, You don't hear any of that stuff anymore. You don't hear anything about hell. And what's weird, Greg, is that Christ spoke more often about hell than he did love. And you don't hear any of it in the church anymore because, you know, we're just a bunch of little sassy Christians trying to give feel-good sermons and peddle some kind of little Christian light type message to a simple beat that any clunk can dance to. And the problem is that, you know, Andrew Breitbart made famous the refrain. He's like, Doc, politics is downstream of culture. And I'm like, Andrew, culture and politics are downstream of the church. Yeah. So if the church is anemic, if the church is pathetic, if the church is lame, then culture is going to be corrupt and the swamp is going to become oh so more swampier just simply because we're not being the people of God. We're not being the church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. It's a social club. It's hot tub religion. And we've got the audacity to blame Netflix and Biden.
Well, and the church does this. They sit here and their mantra, and I hate this mantra, well, I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, you're not. Because if you're still a sinner and you're just having a club for sinners, close the doors and go on down the street. The club you're supposed to have is the club that sets people free. We have all kinds of addiction. We have all kinds of issues that people are facing every day, Doug. And the church literally has no answers instead. And I get it. To a degree, it's about, look, the pastor comes out of seminary, which is now cemetery, and they have no answers. They're coming out of there holding a book that they've been told has some suggestions that was written by men, not inspired by God, not the inerrant word, has no power, has no authority. They're told that all the gifts are dead, that the equipping of the saints is no longer happening. There's no apostles, no prophets, no evangelists, no pastors, no teachers. All of that's gone. So what else do you have? You've got nothing. You got nothing.
Well, Greg, they have big screens and smoke machines and skinny jeans, man. What else do you need? That's what I dig about, you know, just going through the book of Acts. And you look at Peter had just a few weeks before the book of Acts launched, a few weeks prior, Peter in a blue cloud of curse words to a teenage girl denies Christ three times.
Yep.
John, who's the beloved disciple Greg, who laid his head on Jesus' breast, he hauled ass when Jesus got crucified because he was in fear for his life. Because they didn't believe that he was going to resurrect. None of them did.
Yeah.
And only Mary Magdalene and Jesus' old lady, Mary, were the only ones who weren't surprised by his resurrection. Yeah. And so here's my point. These guys were massive failures. They were untrained, unlearned men, but they hung out with Christ, and they had the power of God on them to heal a cripple, cast out demons, lay hands on the sick, and spoke in tongues. I mean, this is some insane stuff. This, I'm insane in a good sense. This is amazing.
Radical.
And if Christianity has become boring, then the pastor who's leading the flock, where Christianity has now become a snooze festival, you ain't doing it right, because mine hasn't been boring. Peter's was not boring. I don't think people that are trying to, you know, shake the powers of darkness and get their talons out of our backside, I don't think their Christianity's boring. And it's a shame on us that we've taken the greatest story ever told and made it suck.
Listen, there's nothing boring about what I've been doing, and you know, I'm doing it out of a wheelchair, man. If God can use me in my busted up body to plant over 500 churches in India, 28 freshwater wells, start a sewing school for widows, you know, change hundreds of thousands of lives in over there, and create a Christian political party in India, for gosh sakes, man. I mean, that's exciting stuff. That is crazy exciting stuff. And
well, you're giving your life you know, and I have too, for his message, his Amen. Cause. And most Christians don't do that. You know, most Christians, Jesus.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Doug Giles. You can find him at DougGiles.org, and you might want to check out DougGiles.art/originals. Man, this is some really, really cool stuff. I'm telling you, it's You're blowing my mind, Doug. You're blowing my mind, truly. This is some really, really impressive artwork.
Well, my art tells people who judge me all the time, Greg, and you know they're out there. My art tells them that I'm a sensitive soul because I love to paint. So there you go. I had Eric Metaxas ask me, he goes, I didn't know this about your artwork. He says, freaking great stuff. He said, who'd have thunk? You know, some knuckle dragger like you puts on an apron and paints on canvas. Well, as you well know, I'm being facetious. Yeah. My artwork is anything but genteel, you know, dabblings into, you know, the world of pushing primary colors across the canvas. I paint warrior art. I depict my biblical badass series is freaking great fodder. Like if you've got a young son or young daughter, you ought to put my artwork up in their room because it shows young David holding Goliath's beheaded noggin. Shows young David another depiction of David. He's gearing up with the slingshot, getting ready to sink a stone in Goliath's ugly forehead. And the girls, I started Biblical Badass Women series, which is pretty much based on my book, Biblical Badasses, the Women. And I've got Yael, this beautiful gypsy girl, holding a tent peg and a hammer, getting ready to nail Sisera's noggin to this terra firma. Then I've got Rahab, the harlot, which a lot of Christians are freaking out over this one, Greg. Because I draw this good-looking, busty Canaanite woman that's got face and chest tattoos on her. And she's got a picture of Baal on her gown shoulder.
Right.
And everybody's like, why do you paint that? That looks like the devil holding the baby. It's like, that was their gods, man.
Yeah.
That was the Canaanite woman's gods. And she was a stealth fighter that God utilized. Think of this. Hey, we're going to send some spies in to check out Jericho and be the entry point for Canaan. Who could we get them to connect with? How about somebody like Candace Cameron or Mike Pence or Mike Lindell? How about a hooker named Rahab? And I love her story. She ended up in Jesus's genealogy being his great, 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 great granny.
Isn't that something else?
Oh, that's God, brother.
I mean,
we'd never pick some old skanky prostitute from Jericho, but God did. And that's how he's different, way different than us, you know, poor little evangelicals, you know?
Well, he does the redeeming work.
He does the redeeming work. He comes out of left field, man. He'll use truckers to shut down Canada. He'll use a whore to be the entry point, the contact for the conquest of Canaan. He'll take a beautiful girl named Esther and put her into a place in the Persian Empire to save the Jewish people.
Which is Purim. Yeah, which is what we're in right now, Purim.
Yeah, and you see, and look what he did with Trump. Everybody's like, Trump's a devil. Trump's been married three times. Trump bumped uglies with Stormy Daniels. And Trump also governed in his 4 years under two impeachments and no help from the House or the Senate. Probably like the best Christian worldview application that America's ever seen. And I would put him above Ronald Reagan in stumping for Judeo-Christian ethics and policies that mirror that gracious and biblical worldview.
Nobody thought
Trump would be used like that.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree. I think that God touched him. I talked to Paula White about that. I was praying for him after, you know, you and I think both were supporters at the time of Ted Cruz. And after that, after it was determined that Trump was going to be the candidate, I started lining up guests, not talking heads, but people that actually knew the guy, that could actually tell me who he was. And then I started praying into it. And what God told me was, is that this is the answer to the prayers of his mother, Mary. And that she had been praying for her son years and years and years and years ago. And America benefited from those prayers.
Well, not only that, but millions of unborn babies. The first thing that he did is he cut the spigot off of sending hundreds of millions of dollars to that Mexico policy that sent that cash around the planet to abort babies.
Yes,
and that's
he did.
That's the first thing that Obama signed when he became president in 2008. Trump undid it in 2016. Biden wrote it back into law immediately in 2021.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, Trump's the devil, man. He's a faux conservative. You know, he's just fooling Christians. It's like, there you go. You missed it again. You missed it with Rahab. You missed it with King David. You missed it with Abraham. You missed it with Moses. And again, that's why I love painting what I call the biblical badasses, because no Christian, no pastoral search committee, no national religious broadcasters, Greg, would have chosen any of the protagonists that God chose. And we would sit in judgment. We would say that they're unworthy. We would say that, you know, I mean, Abraham lied. Moses had anger issues. He was running from the law because he murdered a dude. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Samson dated Miley Cyrus.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy. the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on, there's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, folks, sorry about that. Welcome back to the program. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Well, I'm very pleased. I was able to catch up with my good friend Bill Federer. And Bill actually was speaking at a breakfast this morning. And I know how that goes because I've been at his speeches. They are so good that they literally will surround him and they won't let him off the stage. They're like, no, I got a question. You can't go. So at any rate, I'm sorry that we had missed earlier, but I'm really glad that you could be with me right now. So welcome aboard, Mr. Bill Federer. Good to have you.
Hey, Greg. Great to be with you.
Yeah. No, man, I mean, you know, I've been to a number of your speeches and conferences that we've both been at together. And I know what a large crowd that you gather around you. So I'm glad that things went so well. I want to talk about St. Patrick's Day. Could we do that? Would that be all right?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You know, a lot of people don't know the story about, you know, the island of Ireland and the cult that was going on over there and all the things that that Patrick went through to bring that island, including the fact that he got run off the island at one point and then had to go back because he was absolutely he knew that God had called him to the island of Ireland.
Yeah, it starts with the fall of the Roman Empire. So China builds the Great Wall of China, and then the Huns can no longer attack as easily into China, so they turn west and start the domino effect of displaced tribes across Central Asia, and they begin to spill over the Roman borders. Visigoths, Ostrogoths, Anglo-Saxons, Jutes, Lombards. So Rome is now being flooded in with, I guess you'd call them illegal immigrants, but the worst was Attila the Hun.
Okay.
So Attila the Hun was wiping out cities across Europe. So Rome had to pull its legions back from the frontier settlements, which included Britain. And so all of a sudden, Britain has no police, no armies, no anything. And
What? So Rome, yeah. So Rome has pulled back. Britain is abandoned.
Right. And so there's like marauding bands, like Vikings, you know. But this is not the Vikings. This is the other. And they would raid and kidnap. And so at this time, it's like the early 400s.
Okay.
And you have some of these raiding bands raid Britain and kill and carry away captives. And amongst them is Patrick, and he's a teenager. And 16 years old, and he is taken to Ireland, which is ruled by Druids, and he made a slave. And he's a slave for 6 years, and he writes in his confession. So there's one document that all historians acknowledge that Patrick really did write. It's called The Confession of Patrick. And he's always apologizing for basically being kidnapped before he finished his education. So he later in life, he was accused of not being a Christian when he was young, and they were wanting him to leave Ireland to go back and have a little sit-down talk with, and he refused to go. He said, God called me to Ireland, I'm going to stay. And so he wrote his confession. That's basically his life story. So had they not accused him, he never would have written it down. But he writes it down, and he says that when he was kidnapped, he was not a Christian, but every day he'd pray many times, 100 times a day, and then finally the Lord revealed himself to him, and then he began to have dreams, and then the dreams he would the Lord would tell him to escape. So that's when he escaped, and he went to went back to the coast. They had a boat where they were putting wolfhounds on it to take to Europe to sell as hunting dogs, and so they take him back to Ireland, and he take him back to Britain. I'm sorry.
Right, back to Britain. Right. That was when he escaped the island.
Right, and so he goes back to Britain, and sort of uneventful until he turns 40 years old. And so he has another dream of a guy named Victoricus coming as if from Ireland with innumerable letters, and he handed one to him, and it was called The Cry of the Irish. And he said that he heard the Lord calling him back to Ireland as a missionary. Sort of like the Apostle Paul had a dream of a guy in Macedonia calling him over to Greece. And so so Patrick goes back to Ireland, and he's a missionary. And he's very bold. He goes right into the den of the Druid chieftains, and he preaches the gospel to them in their language, which he had learned when he had been a slave.
Okay.
And the Druid priests immediately want to kill Patrick because they realize he's preaching a new religion, and that will displace these pagan Druid priests from having their influence over the king.
Wow.
And but the chieftain was like, well, we're not in a hurry to kill him because he's unarmed, and he speaks our language, and you know, we don't get visitors that often. And so the chieftain is fascinated with Patrick, ends up giving him a plot of land, and ends up giving him a place to build his first church. And so Patrick's style of evangelism was to go to the top chieftains. There were about 30 of them across Northern Ireland, and confront them with the gospel. And they tried to kill him. And he writes in his confession, he says, every day he faced murder, fraud, captivity. One time he was kidnapped and captured for 2 weeks. He expected to be killed, but the Lord got him out of that mess. And,
wow.
But the one notable one is the contest at Tara. So it's a flat area, and but there's these low rolling hills, but there's a high hill, and it's called the Hill of Slain. And the chieftain would make everyone extinguish their fires one particular night a year. And if they didn't, they would kill him. So the chieftain threatens to kill anybody that doesn't extinguish their fires on this night. It happens to be the night before Easter. And so Patrick decides to go to the top of the highest hill and build a bonfire. And and all these pagans are like, how come that guy up there doesn't have to put out his fire? So the chieftain supposedly sent a bunch of guys up the hill to kill Patrick, and Patrick praise, and they're like slain or thrown down. You know, the history was written a century or so after Patrick, so you don't. But it sounds like that story of Elijah on a mountaintop, and Ahab sends these 50 soldiers up to get Elijah, and he prays, and they're like struck down. And anyway, the chieftain finally comes converts, and but there's like about a, you know, a dozen different stories like that. And he finds Ireland heathen and leaves it Christian, baptized like, a, you know, 100,000 people, starts hundreds of churches. He uses a three-leaf clover to teach the Trinity. Again, these are illiterate people. And he doesn't have any, you know, written language for them. And so he would use things to help explain gospel concepts. And so he, again, would use the three-leaf clover to teach the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, three in one. Patrick's famous prayer is called the Breastplate of Patrick. It's also called the Deer's Cry, because one time a chieftain had laid an ambush for Patrick in a valley, and the only thing that went through that day was a deer. And the next day, Patrick's on the other side of the valley. And they're like, how did he get through? Well, he must have walked through, but all they saw was the deer. So, but it's a great prayer, and
wow.
Still we pray today. You know, I bind into myself today the strong name of the Trinity, three and one, one and three. I bind into myself today the power of God to save, to protect me from Satan's evil spells and the death wound and the burning, the poison shaft, you know, protect me with Christ until thy returning. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ above me, Christ within me, Christ in mouth, a friend and a stranger. You know, I bind into myself the strong name of the Trinity. It's just a powerful, powerful prayer. But the interesting thing is, so Patrick founds Ireland heathen, leaves it Christian. But in the next century, these Christians become missionaries. There's a Saint Bridget, a woman, and just a young woman, but she would go to these land, you know, these landed chieftains, and tell them to give her land so that she could build a convent and a monastery. So there's like, you know, dozens of these convents and monasteries that were started by Saint Bridget, and there were missionaries that would. They would go down to the coast and get in a little dinghy boat and raise the sail. And wherever the wind blew them, they figured that's where the Holy Spirit wanted them to be a missionary. I'd like to go into the mission field. Where are you going? I don't know. Where's the wind blowing today? And the one missionary, St. Brendan, was blown to the west, and nobody saw him for 7 years. And he finally comes back and describes being in an area that sounds like North America. And so there's, even in the Navy Chapel in Annapolis, Maryland, they have a picture of St. Brendan. It's one of the original Irish sagas, which are these adventure story, you know, legends. But these Irish missionaries, a famous one was Columba, which means dove, but Columba, is this interesting? I don't want to just keep on going.
No. It is. But we're going to have to take a quick break, folks. We'll be back on the other side. I tell you what I want to do when we get back on the other side, because Patrick impacted a culture that was absolutely contrary and foreign to what he was sharing with them. And it was the power of God that moved, that accomplished this. We have an amoral culture today. Even though we may have 70% of the population claiming Christianity, it's not a biblical Christianity. And really, we kind of have a very similar situation that's going on.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at PG@PastorGregYoung.com. That's PG@PastorGregYoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And we're going to get this up. If you're not signed up, by the way, for American Minute, that's Bill Federer's daily blog that he sends out. If you're not getting that, I really encourage you to do it. You're really missing out on understanding the real history of the United States and historical days like today, when we talk about St. Patrick. Bill, I was talking to you in the break about the significance of St. Patrick and the correlation between, you know, Ireland then and America now. Many would suggest that America has become amoral in many ways. Obviously, the indoctrination that's happening in our schools and what's happened to our children is definitely amoral. And you know, there's a lot of, if you were to interview a lot of Christians, you know, 70% of the population recently saying that they claim Christianity, which I think is wonderful. But if you said to someone, so, you know, what do you think about karma? I mean, a lot of folks are going to say, oh, yeah, I believe in karma.
Or do you believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation? Well, no, not exactly. Or do you believe in absolute truth? I mean, the percentage of people that believe in absolute truth or the inerrancy of Scripture or those kinds of foundational things is really quite low. That being said, I think there's a lot of things we can draw from Patrick and his experience. Talk to me about that, if you would, a little bit, if you can maybe correlate the two. And then also, if you could give me an idea, you said that his followers also experienced some very powerful things, which just as an implication, again, we talk about, you know, so many saying that, well, you know, what Jesus did or what the disciples did or what the apostles did, we really can't do any of that stuff today. That doesn't really happen anymore in our world today. We're leaving a lot of stuff on the table that I think would change a lot of lives if we would, if we'd walk in it.
Yeah. So, so the Druids in Ireland, they chopped off heads of their enemies and put them on poles around their little wood palisade, you know, forts. They would take the head of their, captured enemy and cut it off and kick it around like a soccer ball. They would use skulls for goblets. I mean, they were, Halloween came from the Druids, basically. And so here's Patrick. He's like, you know, the only Christian in the whole nation. And then he ends up confronting them with the gospel. And then one by one, these chieftains would, convert, and then their tribes would convert. And so it was a very, lots of stories of miracles. When you read all the accounts of Patrick. And the followers.
Yes.
So one of the followers of Patrick was, and the two chieftains in this area had both become Christian, but they still had their tribal animosities.
Okay.
And so Columba was in one castle, and he sneaks into the castle of his sneaks into the castle of the other king.
Okay.
And he gets a copy of the scriptures, like Psalms or something like that, and then he sneaks it back out and sneaks it into his castle, and he spends an entire year hand copying it, and then he sneaks back into the castle and he puts the original one back. Well, the king of the copy of the castle that it was taken from, he wants the copy. He says, you copied it from my book, it's mine. Well, the chieftain from the castle where the copy was, no, you got yours. This is just a copy. And it turned into a battle that killed 3,000 people.
Holy shit.
And so this Columba guy was like so upset at himself because what he thought was good, copied scriptures, ended up with all these people being killed. He voluntarily leaves and he goes to this island of Iona, and he, and it's just a little rock outcropping. He lives off of clams, and he on the beach, and then he builds a little wood hut, uses, you know, and so he gathers a following. And now you have a bunch of Irish people, monks coming out there. And I mean, they are like so serious about their faith. They recite by memory all 150 Psalms every day.
Wow.
They use rocks for pillows. I mean, and so then they start sending missionaries to Britain, to the Scots and the Picts. And, the one story is that the one chieftain, you know, wouldn't open the castle doors to them, and they get outside and they sing. And so these Irish were like known for singing back then. And then, you know, you'd have like a couple hundred of these men singing with the top of their voices. And anyway, and the castle doors, like, you know, miraculously opened. And but one by one, they would convert.
Almost like the walls of Jericho.
Yeah. And then they went back to England and I mean, Europe. And so these Irish monks started like 150 churches.
No.
Hello? This is northern Italy.
I lost you for a second. I lost you for a second. Say that part again. So these 150 monks went to Britain, and then what happened?
And then they went to Europe, and they started churches and monasteries all across Europe. And even Cologne, the big cathedral in Cologne, Germany, they did excavating underneath of it, and they found, like, Irish stuff, you know, little, 5th and 6th century Irish artifacts.
Relics, artifacts. Wow.
And so these Irish really did. And so the whole story starts off with the heathen hordes invading the Roman Empire and basically wiping out Christian communities and churches and all kinds of stuff. Well, Ireland becomes this little bitty, like you store up grain in a granary, but then you take the grain and you reseed the farm. And so it's like the Christians in Ireland went back and re-evangelized Europe and replanted the seed. And so there's a book, and I quote him in my book, but the story, the title of the book is How the Irish Saved Civilization. Because when the Huns invaded Europe, they asked the Huns where they came from. And all they could do was point to the east. I mean, they were illiterate. They didn't know their history. They didn't know where they came from. They were just a tribe of people that, you know, killed and conquered. Anyway, it's a fascinating story. And in my book, I sort of trace it on up even to the present. And I don't know how much time we have, but I could get into some of that.
We got about a minute and a half left. One of the things that I think about is I think about Jesus's parable about the head of wheat, right? And how, you know, and how it has to die. And when it dies, then what happens? The seed gets blown and one plant turns into, you know, several hundred more because it died. But it has to go through that process of dying in order for all of those seeds to actually germinate so that they will go out and plant new plants. And that sounds very, very similar to what you're describing, is that, you know, because Rome had become Christian, right? Constantinople and all of that. Constantine had accepted Christianity, which is really what kind of temporarily saved the Roman Empire, was them turning away from their pagan and heathen practices. And we'll get you back on to talk about that as well, because that's a very interesting piece of history too. You know, as it speaks to what it is that that the gospel can do. The Christian communities were so productive, as I understand it, compared to everyone else, and so sanitary and so much healthier, that Constantine was like, you know, wait a minute, we're killing the only people that are actually producing anything in our kingdom. Let's re-examine what we're doing here. Bill Federer is my guest, American Minute, and I hope you will check it out. We're out of time today. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget to join us again tomorrow and get more at the website.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.